Today's daf is daf Samach Beit, and we're up to the top of the daf. We've been discussing the machlokes about whether we need a Tanai Kaful or not. So according to Rabbi Hanina of Ben Gamliel, there's no need to say anything more. If you said the Hain, then the Lav was clear, and if you said the Lav, the Hain was clear. Was according to Rabbi Meir, you have to always make the condition on both sides in order for it to be binding. So today the Gemara continues on the fourth line down from the top of the daf. That Bishleim of the Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, Haina Dechtivim lo shachav ish ota. In this sugya of the sota, the Kohen makes her swear before she drinks this water. So it says, if you did not sleep with this guy, then hinaki, you will be clean of all suspicion and nothing will happen to you, and so on. But it's funny that it doesn't say what will happen to you in the other case, if you did sleep with this guy. So according to Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, that's fine, because if you're saying im lo shachav tinaki, then that means by definition, but if you did, you're kaput. So haina dechtiv, im lo shachav ishotar, v'im lo satit tumah tachat ishei hinaki. But according to Rabbi Meir, why doesn't it have to say the alternative? The alternative being hinaki, choke to death, but it doesn't say that. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, it does. It's written hinaki without a yud, which is a strange kind of thing to say. I mean, you could have just said tichye or something like that. Since it says it in a way that can be read in both directions, hinaki, hinaki, it's almost the same word. So over there, it's considered to be the alternative, and it's connected, according to Rashi, to the continuation where it says va'at ki satit. So it's hinaki if at ki satit. Okay, Tosis doesn't like that because of other issues that we haven't discussed here that we learn out from Tanai Vinei Kodem Vinei Ruvein, and that is that you need to have the Tanai Kodem L'Maaseh, and this would be Maaseh Kodem L'Tanai, according to the way Rashi's reading it. So therefore, because you can't have the Chinaki first before saying, you'd have to first say the Pasuk. So according to the Ri, it's just that the word Chinaki makes it clear that the Kohen has to say that im shachavi shotach ved chinaki. He writes it in this way in order to impress upon us that it's up to the Kohen to use the Lashon in both directions. It's very bad idea to start late, because then the whole thing goes on. Right, in other words, it's telling you, it's using a strange word. Well, it's because the yud is missing. Chinaki. Chinek. Yeah, you should choke to death, in other words. Chinaki. Okay. So therefore we need over here the chinaki, and we do have the chinaki. So then we can reverse the question. Bishlam the Rabbi Meir Hainid Dechtiv chinaki. But according to Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, why in the world would we use a funny word like that? I mean, lama please. You could just say im lo shachavi shotach tzadan tichyi or something like that, that doesn't have this dual meaning. Says Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, because still, itzrich salka da atecha mina, I might have thought. But im shachav lo hinaki v'lo hinaki, look, if you did sleep with this guy, so then it's not that you're going to drop dead, it's just that it'll be asur, which doesn't make any sense, because you're going to say it's going to be asur, so then what would be the point of the meisota? You're telling me we're not able to prove anything, right? That's what you're saying. You're saying, well, but nothing would happen one way or the other. Im shachav, nothing would happen. It's not a very impressive procedure. And so therefore, the Rashash changes the girsa over here to read not Isura, but rather Yisurin Biyama, as we saw earlier in Sota, that the woman begins to fall apart. But it's not this instantaneous explosion. So that's what I would think it meant. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that it's warning her that she's going to blow up. So Bishlam Rabbi Meir, Haina Dechtiv. We got another case in which the Torah seems to repeat itself unnecessarily, which according to Rabbi Meir makes sense, and I'm sure you've all been struck by this pasuk, because it really, I mean, it seems so repetitive. Hu yitchata bo biyom ha-shelishi v'yom ha-shvi yitar, that if somebody is coming to be mit-taher from tumat meit, so then he must use the mayim in which the ephra of the sephora aduma was mixed, and that should be sprinkled upon him on the third day and on the seventh day from the time that he went to the mikvah. Now, it says, continues the pasuk, v'im lo yitchata v'yom ha-shelishi v'yom ha-shvi lo yitar, which strikes one as being, what? What do I need that part for? If you tell me that the way to become tahor is by getting shlishi v'shvi, the hazayah, so then, okay, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. I mean, why do we need the repetition? So at least according to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense why we need the repetition. Says Tosfos, why the heck, according to Rabbi Meir, does it make any more sense? I mean, this is not a condition. There's hundreds of mitzvahs where it tells you how to do it. Well, every mitzvah says, but if you don't do it, then whoever heard of such a thing? This doesn't make any more sense. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. It has nothing to do with the machloket. It's not a condition. It's just a description of the laws. Says Tosfos, because the way that it's phrased over here, hu yitchate ba, it's mashma that it's not a mitzvah. In other words, I'm not telling you have to come and be sprinkled with the paraduma water. What it's saying is that, in mitchatavo, in other words, if the guy wants to be mitchatav with this water, so then yitar. But if not, lo yitar. So it's basically up to you, which is true. I mean, there's no chiyuv to go with. And if that's the case, I would look at it not as a mitzvah, but more of a t'nai vis-a-vis your state. Your state will be tara if and tuma if. So that according to Rabbi Meir, at least we can justify this within the general umbrella of conditions. But the way Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is learning, I mean, it just sounds silly. Why are we repeating this? Says Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, because I would have needed it anyway, you see, even if it didn't have anything to do with Tanai Kaful, Yisrich. Because Salka Da'atech Amina, Shlishi Lema'ute Sheni, Shvi'i Lema'ute Shishi. Look, I would understand if you wouldn't have said the imlo yitchata. I would have said if you reduce the number of days that you have to be in the distancing yourself from the tumah. So, in other words, let's say you would now take the first hazayah on the second day instead of on the third day from your mikvah, or you would then go ahead and take the second hazayah on the sixth day, which would give you fewer days between your initial hazayah and the second hazayah over there. Okay, come amayit b'mei Torah. Aval ha'echad avad b'shlishi u'b'shmini. Let's say you would wait the requisite number of days. So you take the first hazayah on the third day, right? But then, instead of on the seventh day getting the second hazayah, you go ahead and you say, look, it's even better. I'll wait more time until I'm further distanced from the tuma, and I'll wait till the eighth day. Or later. We're over there called Mafish Bimei Torah. You're adding a time for Tahira, so over there it's even better, right? Ema Shapir Dami. That would have been the way that I would have read the Pasuk. Therefore, Kamash Malon, we now have, therefore, the Pasuk coming to tell me, but if you don't keep it in this precise fashion, in other words, if you don't do it on the third day and then on the eighth day, which of course could also be on the fourth day and the eighth day, the fifth day and the ninth day, that's not the point. But the point is that it should be from the time that you begin the process of Tahara, which is at least 3 days separated from the event, that then you should wait the 4 days until the next part. That's all that's important.
The mikvah is at the beginning?
Yeah.
And at the end?
Yeah. So I would have thought that over there would be enough kamash malan. Okay, and that's what it comes to teaching. Now, what about the extra pasuk over here, which certainly doesn't seem to be necessary? Vizah tahara latameh, this is all repetitive. V'chito b'yom ha'shvi'i v'chibes b'gadav, what's that all about? Lomali. Ah, that's to add that this is a necessary procedure, not only, hello, calling OL, this is a necessary procedure not only for kachim, animil the kachim, avala truma b'chad na misagya. I might have thought that for truma it's sufficient to get one of these hazayot, kamash malan, that this procedure is required for truma as well. You're on, Mr. President. Hamekadeshita isha v'amar kisavura yiti shikoheret varei levia. So someone now is mekadesh a woman, and he says afterwards, oh my God, I thought that she was a kohenet. I never would have married a lousy, low-class Levia. So, or just the opposite. I wanted to marry somebody who wouldn't be too uppity. I only wanted a Levia. She turned out to be a Kohenet. Those Kohenet girls are very difficult to get along with. Levia Vare Kohenet. Or, I thought I was marrying a poor girl that would have simple tastes. Turns out she's a Jap. An Are Ashira? Or Ashira Vare Aniya. I thought she was like a classy girl. She turns out to be this poor girl. Nonetheless, the Kedushin is from. Nobody told him. He made assumptions. Now he's claiming that he acted upon those assumptions without ever having spelling them out. I mean, so what's the point? It's just, huh? I don't know if we need this to be that source. certainly the principle. Yes. So she didn't say anything to make him think that way, and he didn't specify that's why he was a Mekadesh. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, now this is a mission, of course, that we've discussed at length elsewhere, where we have an umdana And that's what it's doing over here, you'll note. In other words, we spoke earlier about where it's necessary to make the condition and then the complexity of the condition. And sometimes, as Tosafot says, this is a spectrum. There's some places where it's a given that anybody is expected to be thinking something. Then you don't need to make a condition at all. And there's some places where the circumstances would imply such a thing, such as if she was Yitato. So in other words, if she is now Cinderella, and if her fairy godmother has turned her into a princess, and she comes and she dances, and then the prince claims, but I thought she was a princess, and it turned out that she was this poor girl with a fairy godmother, so then Enokinani, that would be that she was Yitato. There you could say, I mean, you know, anybody would have thought if she came in looking like that, he's not going to think she has a fairy godmother. He's going to think that's the way she really is. So that's why we have two issues over here. Lo Yitato, and it was Dvarim Shebelev, and he had never said anything about it. Now, that's how it fits into the continuum of this perek, right? This perek so far has been discussing various elements of Tanakh. Assumed, lo assumed, expressed, and doubly expressed about what's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Now we have a second issue, and that is we embark upon a journey of Dover Shelo Vali Olam. Now remember that wherever we're talking about something that requires this idea of chalot, and the chalot is not something that has a very clear English equivalent. It's a change in status. In other words, what halacha views as the impact of an act of kedushin, an act of kinyan, and so on, is not just a legal description, but it's something that has a place to happen. So it's actually a change in state. We give it an existential placement, which is called a chalot. If I can't do that, if I can't achieve that, despite the fact that I go through the action, it's not going to mean anything. And therefore, we have a concept of davar shelo ba la'olam, which means, can I have that impact, change of state, on something that does not as yet exist? So I go through all of the motions, and I say, I'm going through these motions so that when this happens, at that point, you don't own this building yet, but I know you're planning on buying this building. I want to make sure that I have first dibs on this building when you buy it. So therefore, and this happens all the time in civil dealings, somebody gets first a lease on a building before he goes out to buy the building, because it's not worth it for him to buy it if he doesn't have guaranteed leases. This is a common way of doing things. So you pound the streets, you get 40 different clients that are going to buy offices in your building when you buy it. Then you go and buy it, and you can enforce those leases, despite the fact that you had absolutely no right to sign on the lease at the time, but it's specified in the lease. When you buy this building, at that point, we have this guarantee to you, and here's our lease. Halachically, you cannot do that, because since that building does not exist in terms of your ability to act upon it, so the whole thing makes no sense. You're trying to act upon something that doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? The building exists. True. But your ability to change the state of the building doesn't exist. And that's part of the nature of contracts, kinyanim, and so on, in terms of halakha. So over here, and we'll see that that's a machloket, whether you can or you can't, but that's the problem. So here in the Mishnah, we introduce now this important idea. So that actually, this is probably the worst place for us to have a Mishnah that is put together in this way. Usually we break up the Mishnayot, even when they should be connected, the printer breaks them up. Over here, we're putting them together, even whether it should be broken up. So the next case is, Ha'omer li'isha, ha'rei ha'bekodeshet li'la'achash et gayer. This guy is not even Jewish. But he figures, boy, if I can get a woman like that, you know. So he gets a kedushin from her for after he becomes a ger. You know, so okay, she accepts the kedushin. Or he sees a non-Jewish woman, and he gives her a kedushin, which obviously he can't do, but that kedushin will be chal after she becomes Jewish. Or la'achash eshtachrer, he's an eved. So he can't create a kedushin now. So he says, but after I will be freed, then this kedushin shall be chal. Or he gives it to a shivcha, and he says, la'achash eshtachrer, after you become free. Or he says to a married woman, well, when your husband finally drops dead, so then this kedushin will be chal. I know I can't have the kedushin now. But so he gives her the kedushin now. So then her husband drops dead. Is she now mekudeshet to the second one or not? Or la'akashet tamut achotech. He's married to the sister, but he really likes his sister-in-law. Of course, he can't marry his sister-in-law as long as he's married to his sister. So he says to her, well, when my rotten wife dies, who's your sister, then I want you. So she's mekabel kedushin now. Or Liachashi Yachlots Lech Yivimech. Now this doesn't belong here. Because in this case, he's saying now to a woman whose husband died without children, And now she's supposed to go and get Yibum, or Chalitza, from the surviving brother. But the truth is that even if she didn't, there's no Isur Karet if he would marry her. So here it seems to be possible to create this Chalot, even though it's not permissible. But permission is not the issue. It's the possibility that's the issue, right? So why is this listed here, since it's a Davar Shabal Olam? So Rashi says what we're talking about over here, and we'll see this in the Gemara later, is the Tana who holds that even Isurei Lavim are not capable of holding the Chalot of the Kiddushin. So Kiddushin Einam Tofsim B'chayvei Lavim. Now the truth is that we saw that Yevam Al-Shuk may even be a special case, where the Torah is saying there's no Lekuchin on it. But in any event, don't see this as a contradiction to the other cases. It's added here according to particular Shitot. Another interesting case. A guy says to his friend whose wife is pregnant, you know, look, I want to put in my dibs now. I mean, people do this with pedigree dogs, you know. So the bitch is now pregnant. I'm going to buy one of the puppies.
Pick of the litter.
Pick of the litter, exactly. So in this case, he says, look, if the baby turns out to be female, I want it. You know, so it's obviously a davar shelo b'alayola. So in this case, in all of the above cases, ena mekudeshet, the woman is not mekudeshet. Now this following piece seems to be another one of these horrific printer errors, which the Maharshal says is a very recent error. It doesn't appear in any old editions. It makes absolutely no sense. It's clear from the Gemara it makes no sense. There's only a slight problem in that the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam seems to worry about it as part of the Mishnah, but maybe not. But in any event, certainly, it's clear that it doesn't belong here. Nobody's going to it. Let's leave it out. All right. As the Gemara says, the Divrei HaRambam to Muhim. Says the Gemara, Tznan Hatam, Ein Turbim Min HaTalush Al HaMechubar, V'im Taram Ein Trumato Truma. So we have a Mishnah in the Dinim of Trumot where it says you cannot take Truma from something that is already talush, so it's no longer connected to the ground. So at this point, it's chayev and trumot or masrot. You can't, it's not really true, by the way. The Tosfos is very bothered by that. It's not chayev and trumot or masrot as soon as you pick it. It's only chayev when it reaches the stage of digun, where you've now processed it, at least to the extent that you've got the chitim that are now in a pile or they're in your silo. And at that point, it becomes chayev and truma. And therefore, Tosfos says, I don't like Rashi's pshat that says that it's a question of whether it's chayev in truma. And therefore, Tosfos changes this to read supportive of truma. Because the truth is, as we've seen many times before, if you're mocked in the matonais while they're pre-chayev, they're not attached to the ground, but they're not yet chayev. So over there, it would be chal, even though it isn't chayev. So therefore, Tosfos says, the issue over here is, can it support the truma, or is it not even included? And we learned it out according to Tosfos, not from the same word that we darshan, the halacha of chiyev, which is dogon, that it has to be digun, but rather mimenu, from it, only after it is no longer just batel to the ground. Okay, but that's a side point. But the thing is, somebody takes from tolosh, which is able to be truma, ala mechubar, things that are connected to the ground, which have bichlal, no shaykhus to truma, so then it's nothing. You can't do that. The intaram ain't truma to truma. The truma is in truma, remains just plain old-fashioned tevel. The peirot that you thought you were taking out the truma on, which are connected to the ground, are ridiculous. They're just plain peirot. When they finally are picked and become chayav and truma, nothing has been done for them yet. Now, that's all very simple. But believe me, Rav Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, how about if you say, peirot arugazo tlushim, these peirot, which I can use as truma, shall be truma, but I understand they can't be truma now, but they shall be truma on the perot arugazu mechubarim when they're picked, or perot arugazu mechubarim, or vice versa. The perot that are currently connected to the ground shall be truma on the perot of the aruga that are currently not connected to the ground when likishet yitaleshu, when they all become now detached from the ground, and then they are detached from the ground, v'nitashu mahu. Can you have made in advance the truma, which then becomes chal when it can be? Omar lay, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan, a remarkable thing, which seems to be not correct according to our Mishnah. He said, even though an Adam cannot be makdish davar shelo ba'al olam, and he can't be makadish an isha shelo ba'al olam, and so on, but kol shebiyado, whatever is in your hands to achieve, lo lav mechusar ma'aseh dami. So since you could simply walk over to those peros and pick them right now, So there, even though at this moment they're not in that state, but the fact that you are the one who's creating the situation and could complete it by doing the act, that itself is included in part of what we mean by Adav Shabbat Le'olam, that it's in your hand to achieve now. So the particular physical status is not what's important. It's your ability to affect this kinyan that you are claiming you're about to do, or this chalot, in this case it's chalot of Trumot and Masrot, and the dealing with the tefel. It is in your hands, and since it's in your hands, it's considered to be Baal Olam. Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shekol Nehiyeh Bidvaro. Boy, Minei Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. So Rav Asi asked this from Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan answered him, Kosh B'yod Olah B'chusud Ma'aseh Dami. And now, we are going to ask from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan's assertion. Eitfen. It says in our Mishnah, Ha'omer le'isha re'at mukudeshet li la'achashet gayer, la'achashet gayri, la'achashet tachrer, la'achashet tachri, la'achashet yamud ba'alech, la'achashet amud achotech, la'achashet achalot tzlachiv imech. In all of the above cases, ain't a mukudeshet. Now look, all of these cases but one. Everything makes sense, but there's one case that runs counter to Rabbi Yochanan's argument. So Bishlam Akulu, I understand that all of these cases are lav biyado. That's not in your hand. But the case of the ger, where he says, I will become a ger. Now, everybody that's had anything to do with gerut, please don't burst out laughing. Why is that not called biyado? I mean, can't he just go and become a ger? I mean, that's up to him, right?
Just try.
Exactly. Okay, but in those days, they actually used to deal with gerim. So why, if a person wants to become a ger, can't he simply go and become a ger? Says the Gemara, no, because even a ger, nami lav biyado. It's not really in his hands. Because Amr Pchi Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Ger Tzarik Shlosha. In order to be Makabal a Ger, you need three people that will be there. Now here's a big machlokas. Be there for what? So Tosus learns, be there for Kabbalah mitzvot. So you need a Beit Din. No, not Din. That's the point. Only for the Kabbalah mitzvot. So they have to tell him, look, if you want to become a ger, you have to be aware of the fact that there's kach v'kach, mitzvot, and so on. And he has to say, I accept that in front of them. As far as the dipik is concerned, since the Gemara asks, elsewhere, well, there was a case of mal v'lo tabal. So the Gemara says, you're trying to tell me this guy never went to the mikveh for keri, for anything. Now, what kind of question is that, says Tosis? I mean, he went to the mikveh. Doesn't mean it was a bezdin when he went to the mikveh. So who cares if he went to the mikveh? So you see from there, says Tosis, that the mikveh doesn't need a bezdin. Once the guy was already in the kabbal mitzvah, or was, got a mila, and so on, so obviously he was involved in the gerut, he can do that on his own. That is a big machloket. Rashi over here says it's both tefillah and hodat mitzvot, and that's how the Rambam paskens. Okay, so that dealing with that Gemara is now a whole issue, which again is not particularly nogea our sugya, but in any event, it certainly is not biyodo. Because you're going to have, how do we know this, by the way, my time, mishpat ktivei. The Torah talks about mishpat echad yelachem lager, which means we have to treat gerut as we would treat any court procedure. So it's like a din, and if it's a din, that means we need three people. So mi yemar de mizdaku lehani talata. So who's going to say that he's going to be able to get three people that will agree that he should be the ger? Matkif la rababa bar mamal. If that's the logic, so then I ask you, my friend, you read the Mishnah. Mishnah says you give a pruta to a shifcha, and you say you will be my wife after you are freed. How about if it's your shifcha? Now, it doesn't say. It says a shifcha. Now, a shifcha includes your own shifcha. Now, if it is your own shifcha, it's biyadcha to be mishachrer, right? You could just give her a get shichrur. As far as Kabbalat mitzvot are concerned, any shifcha is already past that stage because she couldn't become a shifcha unless she was already basically a giyoret. The only thing is that the initial giyor was l'shem avdut. But the moment that you're mishachrer her, she instantly becomes completely a Jewess. So that means it's in your hands to be mishachrer. That would mean that Aliba, your logic in Rabbi Yochanan, Aaron, do you plan on living forever? No, I assume. So if that's the case, you are in the midst of the most incredible opportunity. For a very brief instant, you are part of the most extremely unlikely configuration of information in this universe. And you're looking like it's boring. That's astounding. Sheesh. Isn't it a shame that it's wasted on childhood? Which, of course, is what our whole life is. Anyway, so If that's the case, according to you in the Mishnah, where you would have said this to your own shifcha, it should be mekudeshet. And yet the Mishnah doesn't say that there's any difference between doing this for your own shifcha and the other shifcha. So according to you, if you say it to your own shifcha and you say, Areid mekudeshet li la'achreshesh tachrolech, are you trying to tell me that hokinami have a kedushin? Then it would be a good kedushin, which is certainly not mashma that way in the Mishnah. Aye, says the Gemara. You know, this is not just, you know, this is a simplistic reading of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said something is in your hand, he was talking about a case where there's no existential change. There's only a change in physical position. So what's your disposition now as far as the payrot are concerned? Are they connected or are they not connected? I mean, so you disconnect them. The change of a shifcha to shichrur is an existential change. It's not the act of giving her the get shichrur. Initially, she had all of the laws of being a behemoth. In other words, she had no ability to enter into this type of relationship. She had no ability to be kind of things on her own das and so on and so forth. And now you have changed her instantly. That's not your effect. You're handing over that get shichrur has simply catalyzed something. It's completely out of your hands. That thing is totally a davar shelo ba'olam. The difference between existing and non-existing, that's a complete davar shelo ba'olam. So the fact that she happens to be physically there before is irrelevant. Because initially she was a behemah for all intents and purposes, and now she's human. And that's something that is a davar shelo ba'olam. Hachi ashta. Hatami kara behemah, and now she becomes another mind that needs to be addressed. So now she's a data cheret makna. So you have to now enter into this kinyan for the first time. You can't enter into it before.
Because the emphasis we can give is enough to say it also on people.
That's the other issue right. We've discussed. Now, the question is like this, gentlemen. Could we have said this same teretz on the earlier question about the ger? We did not. We said the only problem with the ger is maybe he won't find a beit din. But we don't say over there, well, initially he's like a behemah, now he's Jewish, right? So indeed, some of the Rishonim say, well, we could have. But other Rishonim say, well, we never refer to Goyim as Behemot. It's not that they were only saying Behemah in terms of a Shifcha, because you own her. And that ownership turns her into the Behemah. That's the point. So because she has now, you can't own a Dat Acheret that's Jewish. But that's why we have this level of existential change. We do not say that just the general idea of Ger is considered to be katan shenolada. I mean, that's not considered to be the change between behemah and human. Others disagree. This is like a renewal. It's a completely different person. It could have been said before by the ger, but we didn't think of it. We took it simpler, a simpler answer. Now we're upping the ante, and each time we're giving an answer that's more fundamental. Okay, continues the Gemara. So now we've made this work even on Libet Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara, so what about this case? Adi Omer Rav Hoshaya, Hanotein Pruta Le'ishto, Ve'omar La'arei Mekudeshet Le'Lachah Shegarshech, Ena Mekudeshet. Somebody gives a pruta to his current wife, and he says, look, you know, I get sort of angry at you all the time. One of these days, I'm going to throw you a divorce, you know? But I want to give you a pruta now to make sure that you remarry me as soon as I divorce you. So now, if that's the case, we should say, so he says that that's not a good condition, because right now it's davar shelo ba'olam. She's already married. So she can't enter into this relationship. Exactly. So why does, according to you, it's biado, he could always be megarish her, so then that's considered to be the equivalent. No, says the Gemara. So what are you going to say? First, let's read the question inside. Are you telling me that that's considered to be kedushin? You're missing the point. Nihida biado legarisha, yes, he can throw her a get. Does that mean biado lekatsha? He can't do something now that is not going to be biado. What do you mean? At this point, what you're saying is biado legarisha. But at that point, it won't be biyado lekatsha. So it won't help him to be biyado lekatsha. What Rabbi Yochanan said was you can pick the tfua and make it truma then. So you might as well make it truma now. But if you gave her a get, you can't make her your wife then. Because she'll say, ha ha, got you, dirty one. You gave me your get, I'm out. Exactly. So mamela, that's not considered to be biyado. It has to be that the transaction is biyado. What do you mean? Over here, all you're saying is making the transaction possible is biyado. Big deal. Okay, says the Gemara, but if that's the case, if we're satisfied with this, Rabbi Yochanan's approach should actually provide the solution for Tifsho to boy Rabbi Hoshaya. We have this famous question of Rabbi Hoshaya that nobody has managed to tell us definitively what the din is, and that's on Noten Shtei Prutot Leisha. Somebody gives two prutot to a woman, and knowing himself, says to her, with one of these prutot, I wish you to be my wife today. And with this other prutot, I wish you to be my wife after I divorce you. So, I love you forever. And even if I forget that, here's your kedushin for afterwards. Now, this sounds like the same thing, right? So, I mean, what we've just said is clearly, tivshot mina, the lo habi kedushin. With this entire approach to Rav Yochanan, you're saying that, but since at that time, after you would throw her a divorce, it is not in your hands to be mekadosh her. So the answer to this is no, it doesn't work. How come nobody said that there? Because there's a different issue there. What Rav Hoshaya is raising is a fascinating point. Right now, can you give her kedushin? Yes, because she's ready to accept kedushin. Okay. So being as she's in a rather receptive mood, so when you give her the second kedushin now for later, what we should say is, since at this point you could be Makadisher, and you're going to be Makadisher, this second kedushin is merely an offshoot of the first kedushin. All that's lacking is the situation of her being divorced to being able to get, but that is the Biyotcha. So therefore, we should now say, according to what you're going to say now, maybe it is different than the case that we said before, where it's entirely not Biyotcha right now. But here she's unmarried and ready to accept kedushin. So it is Biyotcha at this point.
But he has to give the first Sivakuda after he makes the two.
No, he does it the same. So Duma Kiyecha, the Tafsi Kedushin Ashta. This is like a Migo. Since Kedushin is now going to be Tophase, so Tafsi Namile Acha came. Tanya Kavati Rabbi Yochanan, and indeed we have a Braita that describes what Rabbi Yochanan said. That in the case, even though Ein Tormim and Atalosha Malam Echubar, Ve'im Taram Ein Trumata Truma, so Kate said, Amar Perot Arugazo Tilushin Yu Truma, Al Perot Arugazo Mechuberet. Or Perot Arugazo Mechuberet Ye Truma, Al Perot Arugazo Tilushin. That's all nonsense. Lo Amar Klum. Because it's not Chayev and Truma, you can't be Turim in a Ptura Lachiyuva Min Achiyuva La Ptur. Aval, here's the critical piece. Aval, and this is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Aval amar likishi yitelashu. If he says at the point that these things become now no longer mechubar, and indeed nitelashu, they were picked. There devarav kayamim yeter alkein. Now this is a new thing that we've seen on new shita. Beyond even that, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, afilo amar perot arugazu tlushin yuchumal perot arugazu mechuberet. And a perot arugazu mechuberet yetrumal perot arugazu tilushin. When they finally grow up to be one third of their growth, and it's only at the point where it's one third of their growth that they are considered to be perot, that you could possibly take off maaser, even if they were tilushin. Ooh. So now we have something that is certainly not biyatcha. You can't wave a magic wand and say, hereby mature, oh, perot. You can't do that. And yet, nonetheless, we're saying, Alibi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even if you say that, and these perot are still immature, and it's not biyatcha, you'd still consider it to be a good kinyan. So on this level, we would say a person can affect the davar shelo b'aliyah, at least it's here. It's just not sufficiently mature. That's a new one. Omar Rabba, let's not misunderstand this. I mean, this wouldn't be, even if they don't exist at all. I mean, Lo Omar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Ela B'Shachat. It's only where they've already grown to the point where they would be called Shachat. Shachat means that they're growing sufficiently to be able to cut for animal feed, fodder. So that means that at least they look like things that are grown, and now they're mature enough for me to rely on the fact that as nature takes its course, they will indeed grow. But if it was just an agam, if it's agam, now we're going to see this is a very strange word, because agam usually means out in a swamp or something. That can't be what it means here. It's clear from the context what it means. It means something that is just a shoot, not yet shachat, right? So it's soft. And we're going to see where we got that word from. But agam, if it was only like that, it was just a shoot, then lo, then it's not even similar to a davar shebali olam in any way. Whereas Rav Yosef says, no, afilo ba'agami, as long as it exists, even if it only exists as sprouts, it's still considered to be sufficiently ba'olam that a person can act on it as a davar shelo ba'alei olam. By the way, where'd you get that idea that agam would mean a sprout? My mashma, the high agam, lishta devutzlana. What makes you say that you can use that word for something that is just a sprout that's barely able to stand up? Omer Rav Elazar, because it says, Halachuf ka'agmon rosho. So there, this is what we read on Yom Kippur, to remember what a ta'anit is all about. So you think a ta'anit is about shuckling in Shemoneh Esrei, huh? That's what you think. Or putting your head down to the ground, now you look really religious. So halachuf ka'agmon, the real meaning of agmon, Rashi says there in the Pasuk, is a fish hook. So it's a hook that's bent over, Richie. even though you'd rather be fishing. I mean, at least, oh, he's demonstrating. Excellent. Thank you, Richie. Maybe you should stand for the demonstration. We can all see it. So just bending your head over into two and having your back all bent and looking really, really like you're into it with the talus over the head saying, Vidui, this guy must be great. You think that that's a tinus. But meanwhile, we see that the word agam means bent over like a fish hook. So that would mean a sprout that can't even stand completely up, but is bent over, is also considered to be. In this case, we're talking about the equivalent of Shachas Elib Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and you can be taking Truma from it as a Dovah Shalom Baliyom.
Rabbi, is it possible Butsana is enough to make Tzel? So it's all enough to make.
I don't think so. Kambana Ozo Hatatanya, Haomer Lechaviro, Im Yaldaish, Tachane Keva Mukudeshet, Lilo Amar Klum. Now, in the Braita, even though it says in the Mishnah that if you want to buy the pick of the litter, in this case you want her as a wife, so it said in the Mishnah, Lo Amar Klum, it's ridiculous. But in the Braita it says that Amar Rebbe Chanina, this is not necessarily the case. It's only if she's not pregnant. Ela She'ein Ishto Mi'uberet. But if she's pregnant, Dvarav Kayamim. Now that's weird, because pregnant as what? A blast? But what exactly is the pregnancy? I mean, we had a case over here where the earth is pregnant with these peyrot, and we said even according to the Shita that holds Dover Shalom Olam, then it still needs to be a certain amount of growth. It needs to be the equivalent of Shachas, maybe. So what is he referring to? Well, he would be referring to would be maybe, well, we could say it's going like everybody. I mean, that could be talking about, come on, it could be either going like Rava, and then it would be the equivalent of Shachas, which would mean that we can already note that she's pregnant from the outside, which means that the fetus is sufficiently developed now, that it would be the equivalent of Shachat, and it's going to continue to grow, we can assume now. Or it could be like Rav Yosef, who says it could even be like an Agam, which means even though we don't see it, in other words, as long as we've got a developing fetus, that's the equivalent of a developing bean sprout. So, you know, we say they grow up like bean sprouts. You know. What's that? Oh, weeds. It's a weeds, isn't it? So that would be the equivalent of the butzlana. Okay, could be either way. Ikaniyam, you know, others say it a little bit differently. That actually what Rava said was, not just shachat, but lo amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachat de v'kivsha, av b'shachat de v'shakya, lo. They weren't arguing about the stage. The stage, according to this version, both Rava and Rabbi Yosef agree that the stage has to be shachat. Unless that is as if it's lo bali olam at all. The question is whether it's also a stage that virtually guarantees continued natural development. Now, if you have shachas in a field which is a naturally watered field, so in other words, I don't need artificial irrigation, then I can say that it's a davar that is sufficiently bali olam for there to be a shita that says that you can make as a davar shelo bali olam, you can make a halot on it. But if it's in a field that requires watering, and the first day, you're growing hydroponics, first day you don't turn on the water, you can forget about your shachas. That's not considered to be bala olam because it requires intervention for it to be able to survive. And that's not bala olam. That's the machlokas. So what Rab is saying, if it's shachat of a shakya, it's shachat that you need to turn on a watering system for, forget it. Whereas Rav Yosef says, afilu b'shachat of a shakya, since it exists and it's biyotcha to turn on the watering system, so therefore, it's considered to be natural enough for it to have a place in the universe. K'man ozo ha'detanya ha'omer l'chaviro. Im teled ishtecha nekeva mekudeshet li, lo amar klum. V'yomer Rebbe Chanina l'oshano she'en ishto meuberet, av ishto meuberet avarav kayamim. So according to this version, who is it going according to? In the previous version, we had to make the distinction about whether the fetus was sufficiently developed to be noticeable. But in this version, that wouldn't be a machlokas. Because, come on, it's talking about kishuhu karubra. It's got to be talking about shachas. So that's the equivalent of a noticeable pregnancy. And since in pregnancy, it's basically does not require external intervention, the parasite's already worked that out for itself. So therefore, it's the vreyakol. And over here, both Rava and Rabbi Yosef would agree that that's considered to be drinking from a place that doesn't require you to turn on the watering system. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, what's interesting is that if you put together the shitot in a very general sense, it turns out that we have a long list of shitot that hold that you can act upon things that are lo bali olam. because we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that we just said, but I'm going to show you that Rebbe and Rebbe Meir all agree that there are certainly cases in which an Adam Makneh Davar Shelo Ba'alei Olam, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's the case that we just said, that if the woman is pregnant, then it's already, or the Perot Aruga, in that case, it's considered to be Kilik Yishetia Yitaleishu. So that's already considered to be a Dover Shabali Olam sufficiently. And now I'm going to show you the other Shitot. It's also Rebbe and Rebbe Meir. They all hold that there's ways in which another Makna Dover Shalom Balaolam. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, I just quoted to you, Hadi Amaran. Rebbe is another case. Netanya. What is the meaning of the pasuk that says, "Lot"? This is one of the favorite psukim of liberals. Lot taskir eved al adonav asher yinatzel elecha me'in adonav. If a slave manages to get away in the underway railway, you are prohibited from returning him to his master. This almost caused a civil war. So Rebbe says, this is talking about a person who purchased an eved with a built-in condition. Belokeach eved al menat v'shacharo. So he goes ahead now, gives the Eved Shichrur, and he says, I'm going to buy you in order for you to be free. Then he goes ahead and buys him. He says, you know what? You're a pretty strong guy. I think I can keep you around. So then Bezdin should force him to free the guy. So in other words, the point of the pasuk, Guf is coming to tell me, at least this is the way some Achronim learned, that's considered to be a Dover sufficiently Baal Olam that you can be B'Shachrur, Dover Shalom Baal Olam. It's amazing, because you don't own him at all. That's a complete Dover Shalom Baal Olam. So Rebbe is like really taking this to the extreme. So, and Hechidami, meaning the case is, according to Rebbe, explains to Nachum Ben Yitzchak, going to Katavle, he writes him a contract, Lishe Ekachich, when I end up buying you, Harei Atzmech Kanui Lecha Me'achshav. Okay, that's a Getshichur. Rebbe Meir, where do we see that Rebbe Meir holds that a Dover Shalom Baal Olam can also be the subject or object of Kinyani? Tetanya, Homer Lisha Harei Ad Mekudesh Li Lachashet Gayer. Lachashet Gayeri. Lachashet Tachrei, Lachashet Tachrei. Lachashet Yamud Baalech. Lachashet Matachotech. Lachashet Yachlot Zuchim Yimech. Eina Mekudeshes. Rebbe Meir Omer Mekudeshet. Look at that. So Rebbe Meir says that she is Mekudeshet. So in other words, that you can be Mekadesh and Isha Shalom Baal Olam. Rebbe Yochanan HaSandler says, no, Eina Mekudeshet. Rebbe Yudah Nasi says, yes, Kein Mekudeshes. Now the only reason that they did say, Ma Tamar Omru, Eina Mekudeshet, these cases, this is only the last cases where he says after your husband dies or after your sister dies. The only reason that they canceled that Kedushin is because it certainly is not make for healthy relationships. So her husband is thinking every day. So she's waiting for me to die. And of course the sister is thinking every day. So this is Mishum Eva. Okay, says the Gemara, why don't we count Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in the list of people that hold that on the Magna Dover Shabbat Olam? That's because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rebbe are the same people. Hello. I listed Rebbe. So Rebbe, I know Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Okay, but why don't we list Rebbe Akiva? Rebbe Akiva says, "Konim shani oselapich." Answering love affair. A woman who says, "Well, any salary that I make or any things that I make, I prohibit for you to have any pleasure from." So Rebbe Akiva says, "The husband doesn't even." The Tanakhama says the husband doesn't even need to do afarat nedarim because it's not in her hands. She owes that to him. Rebbe Akiva Omer says, "No." He better be made for the netter, because how about if she makes more than she's supposed to? And we have that shear in Ksuvus, talks about how much a woman is expected to profit or to do in the house. So, Shemata Adifa Lav Yotir Menara Uilo, maybe she'll make more. What do you mean maybe she'll make more? If she does, it'll be a Dover Shabbat Olam only at that moment. How could she ask her him in a Dover Shabbat Olam? So, that would mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, a woman can ask her the things that she makes, even though they're only going to appear a year from now. So why don't we list Rabbi Akiva in the list of Shitot that Adam Akten Davar Shelo Baal Olam? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You know the answer to that one. Hayid Mar Allah, we've explained about that sugya, that Omer Avin Abarei Rabbi Yoshua, she doesn't say what I make is usher to you. What she says is my hands are hereby made to you like a carbon. So Yikachu Yadai La'osehem. Yadayim are Itnu Ba'olam. Her hands are in the world. And therefore, anything that is in her rishus for these hands, namely ha'adafa, her hands cannot be used to make that ha'adafa for him. So therefore, it's a dover shebali olam. Happy days. Bishleim al Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel ayin adithim in lo shachavi shotach v'im lo satitu matachat isheh hinaki. El Rebbe Meir, hinaki mi boile. Omer Rebbe Tanchum, it says hinaki because it writes hinaki without the yud, which can be so read. Bishlam Rebbe Meir, that's why it uses that funny word. Because it's exactly the meaning of shachav ishinaki. Mim shachav lo inaki v'lo shinaki. Ela yisurin ba'oma is the Rosh Hashanah's girsa. Kamash malan. Bishleim el Rabbi Meir anedativu yitkateba. Bayom ha-shalishi uvayom ha-shvi yitar. V'im lo yitkateba bayom ha-shalishi uvayom ha-shvi lo yitar. Ela v'chalina b'gam li Allah. Ela yitzik sakata etra mine mitzvah tazaya. Bishleishi uvashvi. But echa de'ovat b'chad minayo avat. Kamash malan. How about the extra result? Or else maybe yom ha-shvi yitar. Yitzik sakata etra mine. Shlishi is only l'muteshini. And shvi is only l'muteshishi. Because over there you're being mamayi b'mei ta'orah. Avalecha the avad b'shlishi b'shmini. Let's say it's even better. The gamafish be made to ora. Ema shaper dami. Kamash malam. That it has to be dafka this way. And why the repetition of the chitob yom ha-shvi lamali? It's a sagadach v'min ha-nami l'kach. Which one b'chad nami sagya kamash malam. Ha-mekadesh it ha-isha v'amar. Kesavur ha-yiti shikoinet v'ri levi'ya levi'ya v'ri koinet aniyya v'ri ha-shira ha-shira v'aniyya ha-reiz ha-mekadesh v'nash lo'li ta'atot. Omer l'isha re'a b'kadesh l'ilach And he says, "Likishet yitaleishu," and indeed nitvashu. What about then? Oh, Malay, that's okay because kosher biyado lavka bechusar maaseh dami. Etvei, what about the Mishnah? Omer liisharei megadash lachshet kayalach tachgari lachshet shtachre lachshet shtachri lachshet yamud balech lachshet amudachotecha liachshet yaklo tzachivimech enu megadash. So, Bishlam, a kulo I understand is not considered to be biyado, but why is it geirut biyado? No, ger nami lav biyado. Don't look at Rav Amr Yochanan. Ger tzorch shlosha. My time of mishpat k'tiv be. Mishpat echad yelachem kager. That means it has a din of din. Kedin. And b'yema de bizkak v'la nitlata. Matar v'vaba bar mamal al miyata. Hanotin puta l'shifkato v'amarla. Harel mekadesh l'ilach shashtach reich. So according to you, are you claiming of Nami have a kedusha? No, of course I'm not. Hachi hashta. Hatem ikara b'yema hashtadat acheret makna. So you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan it is kedusha? Says the Gemara, no. Nihid biyado legarsho. It's not biyado lekacho. Okay, so then tivsha the boy Rabbi Shaya. No, it's shtei brutot lishabachat omer lekachile ayon. Ubachat omer lekachile achashe garshech. According to you now, tivsha biyado lo avi kedusha. Not necessarily. Diyoma kiyeche, that's kedusha nash, that's an amavi African. Tani gavadei the Rabbi Yochanan in tarum natalo shalom mechubar vim tarum and truma tar shuma ketzad amar perot arugazo telushin yutruma perot arugazo mechubar perot arugazo mechubar yutruma perot arugazo telushin lo amar klum aval amar likishi italeishu and nitvashu then dvar of kayamim, which is precisely what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yetra kenom Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov afilo amar perot arugazu tushim yitruma perot arugazu mechuberet perot arugazu mechuberet yitruma perot arugazu tushim likishi aviyu shlish v'yitaleishu and if you shlish v'yitaleishu even there dvarav kayamim omar rava but don't go too far lo amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ala b'shachat but certainly not ba'agam Rabbi Eliezer ben afilo ba'agam by the way what kind of word is that my marsh ba'agam lish dubutzlanu Omer Rav Elazar d'Amakra halachuf ka'agmon rosho. K'man azor ha'detani, Omer l'chaveru imyod ishtchane keva mekadeshet li lo makvun. V'yomer Rav Chanina l'oshan l'oshen ishto mu'uber. Aval ishto mu'uber d'varav kayamim k'man. Well, either like Rabba where the embryo is sufficiently ukarubra, or Rav Yosef where avagav shaloiku kurabra, it's like agam. V'ikri Amri, another that it was different. Omer Rav Elazar b'Lazmi Yaakov el b'shachat v'kivsha, v'shachat v'shakya, lo. Rav Yosef Amar filo b'shachat v'shakya, according to this version. Come on, ozo, tanya, omer l'chavirim, yod ishchan, nekeim, om gadeshet li. Lo, omer klum, omer b'chanin, l'shen, l'shen, ishtam, u'ber, ishtam, u'ber, v'arv kayami. Come on, no problem. In this version, it's kishukar u'bra, which is shachat, v'divri Yaakov. Omer Abay, Rabbi, Yazban Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, all say the same general idea. That sarve lo adam makta dover shal balala. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mariamora. Rabbi, Netanya lo tazgir eved al adonav. Rabbi omer belokeach eved al manat shachroa katum menaber. Meaning that the case is on Renachra Yitzchak. Kegon de katable. Likisha ekachacha hare latzvacha konilacha meakshab. Rabbi Meir, the tenor running Sharia Mikdash Lakash and Gayo, Lakash Sakura, Lakash Tishtakuri, Lakash Yamud Bale, Lakash Tamutakote, Lakash Yakamotra can be made. In Amakodesh, Rabbi Meir, Omer Makodesh, aha. Rabbi Yomer Sandra Ramarina Makodesh, Rabbi Ranasi Yomer Makodesh, Umatam on Rain Makodesh, Ronim Shumeba. Hey, that's what I'm Rabbi Ranasi. I got news for you. I knew Rabbi, I knew Rabbi Ranasi. Okay, Nakshu Nam Rabbi Akiva. That occurred in Shanio Salapicha. Ain't Tzarek Lafer, but Rabbi Akiva says, Yafer Shemet Adiva, Lavi Yotem, and Arawi Lo, which will be 20 years from now. Yes, Eit Marlam Rav, and Rabbi Yeshua. But Omeret, Yikachu Yadai Lo Asehem, the Yadayim are Itnu Ba'olam, even today.